American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth.
He makes the case for why this is true.
The truth is, Target's policy puts women and children in harm's way.
We're the only ones that love these people enough to tell the truth.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Together, we're standing for the truth that sets us free. Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth for your family.
It is Share-a-thon Spring 2017, and we welcome you to this hour of Exploring the Word, where we're talking about the truth of the gospel, but also each one of us having an opportunity to participate in the spread of that gospel. Bert, it's good to be with you, and isn't it exciting? I've got to believe this is the most exciting place in the United States, right here, the American Family Association. Now, listen to this, folks. A number you want to get in your mind is 877-616-2396. If you love exploring the Word, if you enjoy listening to Bert Harper and myself open up the Scriptures every day, I want to ask a favor. I want you to prayerfully pick up that phone and call and make a donation. Invest in the souls of people. What you're really doing, you're investing in the salvation of the country, really, and you can donate online at afr.net. Bert, this is the hour for the church to be at her best and to win the lost, to proclaim truth, to defend faith, to defend our religious liberties. And I really don't know a more effective way for people to do that than to link arms and be a part of what God is doing through AFA.
Two of the most important words you'll hear us say is family, because we do want to promote the family, but we feel like we are family. And the other one is partner. We want you to partner with us as we partner with others as well. We're not asking you that are listening today do something that we don't do ourselves, and that's partner and share and give. And so we want you to do that. And so that number is 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net. And some great news, flash. If I had a drum roll, I would give it. And but there it is. Yeah, can you do it? Yes, Alex can do it. From 3 to 5, that is the next 2 hours, we're in the middle of beginning a $17,500 match.
Okay.
Or challenge. I should say challenge. The challenge is they want to give that much if that much money comes in. And so we want you to give, and this is a challenge. Somebody generously, or sometimes it's somebody, sometimes it's a combination of people
right.
that go together and say, hey, we'd love to give that much money, and we want it to be used to bless others. You know, there's a spiritual gift of giving in the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
I've noticed those that have the spiritual gift of giving, they usually want to challenge others. Have you noticed that?
They do. They do. And, you know, Billy Graham said, courage is contagious. Courage is contagious. I really think oftentimes Christian obedience is contagious. And let me read a scripture here from Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16. The Word of God says this. Now, I want you to think about your influence. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and then put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Now, Bert, we're salt, we're light, we're people who have a message. I mean, we've got a message, the only message, Jesus. And we need to teach this and preach this to our country. And folks, what you're doing in helping American Family Radio stay on the air, you're helping young people hear about salvation.
We are, and we're doing that on Exploring the Word, especially all of them. All of the programming is biblically centered, okay?
Yes.
Now, they're issue-driven, but biblically centered. But on Exploring the Word, the Bible study program that AFR itself produces, the others are ministries that are along, and they partner with us. Dr. Jeffries, David Jeremiah, they partner with us, and we praise the Lord for that partnership. But Exploring the Word is produced here by AFR, And so we want you, and we want those listeners that listen to AFR, especially Exploring the Word, we want them to shine right now.
Exactly.
We want you to meet this challenge, $17,500. You call in right now, and we have a generous donor who says, I want to challenge others to give.
Yeah.
And like you said, a good challenge is contagious.
It is. Now, you might be listening. You might be somebody that could write a check for $17,500. I think that would be amazing. And let me give that phone number. Listen carefully, folks. 877-616-2396. Just to illustrate, we were doing a thing, 2 months ago, and I was talking about the evidence for Jesus, the historical proof that Christ lived. Well, I was at a speaking engagement, and 16, 17-year-old high school student came up and said, a lot of my friends were skeptics, and I heard you talking about the historical proof for Jesus, and I've told them, and my friends are convinced now that Jesus is real. They're coming to youth group. So we've got listeners of all ages, and friend, your support is doing what Christ told us to do, to bring souls, make disciples, and win the lost. And so please be a part of it. 877-616-2396.
And if you make a $150 gift or more, and or a $30 a month or more gift monthly for 6 months until we have the fall Share-a-thon, you'll receive a T-shirt, blue, beautiful blue. It's not Carolina blue, but it's a pretty blue.
Oh, awesome. It's a great-looking shirt.
It says, Boldly Standing for Truth, Acts 4:29. And you also get Volume 3, Hilarious Highlights of Trivia Friday, J.J. Jasper, Tim Wallman, and Ed Vitagliano. And we would love for you to get that. It's a thank you gift saying thank you. And you say, oh, you shouldn't give. No, if you give to us, the Bible talks about being generous yourself, and we want to give. And that's part of what we do and what we want to do. Listen to these people who have called in and generously given here in the last little bit. They're not Michael from Bentonville, Arkansas, Jimmy from Ontario, Ohio, Daniel from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and Christy from Frisco, Texas. Yeah, Frisco, Texas. And Lisa from Oklahoma, Mississippi. And Blackwell, Oklahoma is Robert and Linda. Lori from Moss Point, Mississippi. So we've had people, and I just noticed this, Daniel from Orlando, Florida. And so we have people that are giving and sharing, and you want to get on this list. You know, there's a lot of lists you don't want to be on.
Right.
There's some call lists. And I asked to be taken off of them, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to be on this list of people that are giving and contributing and saying we want to be a part. And again, that number, 877-616-2396.
Well, in Luke chapter 3, Jesus said, anyone who has two shirts should share with the one who has none, and anyone who has food should do the same. If you're in a position to give, please, you're a Christian and God has blessed you, share with those who need to become Christians. Now, Bert, I know we've got a listener testimony. The number, folks, call, even as this audio plays, 877-616-2396.
Hi, my name is Sharon. I'm from Lexington, Tennessee. I listen to AFR from 5:30 in the morning on. I feed my soul with the messages from Dr. Jeremiah and Dr. Jeffress and some of the other guests, and along with the program in the afternoon. I listen to Sandy Rios. I listen to Brian Fisher. I listen to Tony Perkins. And it makes sense for me when I hear all the things that are going on. It used to make me so depressed and it felt so dark. But when I see what's going on and I can apply God's word to it, it actually gives me encouragement. I really am so glad for AFR, and I do wish that we had more stations like them. Maybe it'll be a catching on thing. Thank you so much for all you do. Bye-bye.
I wish we had more stations like this. It's possible, and we're praying. We're always looking to see what God could raise up and the funds that he raises up. And so you can be a part of that by giving, and that's what we want you to do. There's a challenge match right now. $17,500. So when you give, it's multiplied. Sounds like kind of what God does when he multiplies. Amen. When we give, Alex.
Well, you know, and one of the things that I so dearly love about this ministry, you know where AFR and AFA stand on the Word of God. Bert, have you ever, sometimes a school or a denomination or a public figure that you knew was Christian, but when it comes to one of the key issues of the day, political correctness versus truth, Jesus alone versus universalism, or biblical morality versus political correctness, and they kind of flinch and they compromise.
They fall out.
Yeah. One thing, folks, and if you're listening, you probably know this. American Family Association stands on the Word of God. Thus saith the Lord. And this emanates from the founder, Dr. Don Wildman, and Tim Wildman is the president now. There's a staff here. This place is so full of the Holy Spirit. I always love to be here. But I want to tell you, AFA is never, ever, ever going to deviate from the Scriptures. And that's why we're asking you to support, because this is a ministry, they're not going to let you down.
And when we say that, truth, we also say truth in love.
Yeah.
You know, there's a group that's really a hate group. Mm-hmm. That's classified us as the hate group. They're the ones that really hate us.
180 degrees out
of
faith.
Yeah, they hate us for us speaking what the Bible says. Yeah. And what the Bible says is very unpopular today in a secular society.
Yeah.
But we have made that commitment. We have stood on it. We want to continue standing on it. And we want to stand on it in love, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and the freedom. And you can stand with us by making the phone call right now, 877-616-2396. Or you can go online at AFR.net.
Right.
And we would love for you to do that. And again, if you give $150 or more gift, one-time gift, or a $30 or more monthly gift, you'll receive a T-shirt, boldly standing for the truth, and hilarious highlights from Trivia Friday. Alex, I've said this. I say it just about every hour when I see this Trivia Friday. I'll go to somewhere and they say, "Man, we love exploring the Word. Love you and Alex." And you guys, y'all team up really well. Y'all balance each other out. And there's one show we like more, and I'll always ask. It's Trivia Friday.
Trivia Friday.
And so you can have the highlights of Trivia Friday if you make that gift, and make that call, 877-616-2396.
And you probably know this, but I'll say it. You know, your donations to AFA are tax-deductible. It's a tax-deductible donation. Listen to this scripture, folks. In Hebrews 10, verses 24, 25, the Word of God says, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." Okay, as we see the day drawing closer and closer, what day? The return of Christ. We're to worship and meet together, but it says, stir up one another to love and good works.
Amen.
And that's part of what we're all about here. We love the Lord, we love His Word, but we are also trying to do the good work of equipping the saints and evangelizing the lost. And so listen to this number, 877-616-2396. Call. We're trying to meet a $17,500 pledge. Now, maybe you can write that $17,000 check, or maybe you can give what God leads you to give, but give and help us continue telling the world about Jesus.
That number, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. Just like Beth, just like Joyce, Paul and Jimmy, they've made that call. You make that call now.
You sponsor good, clean, constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make the point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling, yes, you are. You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
My name is Jamila. I live in Fort Mills, North Carolina, and I work in Sumter, South Carolina. And I leave very early, and it is a blessing to be able to hear Bert Harper and Dr. Alex McFarland on Exploring the Word, because it plays again locally, so I get to hear it going into work. And when I get off from work, I get to hear the current one. So it's been a blessing for me to be able to hear that, because it's always been my struggle to interpret the Bible. And so to have that experience, to be able to hear those two and to hear the questions from the people who are also listening, it really helps me understand. And I've asked God that I want you to know the Bible. I want to understand the parables and know the Bible stories. And through exploring the Word, I'm able to do that. And I feel empowered. I leave work in a great mood, and I go into work in a great mood. So thank you, AFR, and thank you, Dr. Alex McFarland and Bert Harper.
We have the absolute truth in God's Word.
The only true freedom is in the truth, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. Bert, this gospel is going around the world. We don't know when Christ is coming back, but we know he's coming.
We do.
We're going to see the Lord one day. And, you know, I want to tell you what Josh McDowell said. And Josh is just one of the great leaders of our time. Josh McDowell said, I'm on my way to heaven, and I want to take as many people with me as I can.
Amen. Well, you know, that scripture you read talks about Jesus Christ returning. I don't know everything, and I'm not sure it's completely like this, but everybody says, what do we do till the Lord comes? I know this. You take the gospel to every nation. That's yeah. what we're to do. That's what the church is to do. And I realize on the day of Pentecost, everyone said that, okay, it's, he could return now. But if I don't know exactly what our Father's waiting on to say to Jesus, like the song Midnight Cry, son, go get your children. I do not know when and how that will return, but I know what we're to do unto then. We're to be faithful, but we are to be missional in our purpose. And that's what we do here. Part of our goal, our mission, is to aid the church in carrying the Great Commission at home and abroad. And that's what we do. And when you call this number, 877-616-2396, you are helping. You're helping carry out the Great Commission.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and what about the match, man? How much money is it?
All right, listen to this, folks. If we, in this hour of Exploring the Word, if God would move on the hearts of people to give $17,500, there's a donor that's going to match that. And, I mean, listen, I love a good challenge. So would you give what God leads you to give? And look, in any amount, if you can give what, from a human perspective, we think is a big gift, praise the Lord. And don't think your investment in the gospel is insignificant. Look, every gift matters. It's a $17,500 challenge. Now, that's $291 a minute. I did the math. So, folks, call up and give $291. Buy a minute of Exploring the Word. Now, think about this. Every day, Bert and I are on the air, and we love it. People are getting saved. People are getting equipped. People are getting back in church. They're praying for America. You know, we're all about God and country. You know that. Think of it this way. $291, and you just preached the gospel to the entire nation for a minute. And really beyond that, because we get correspondence from folks all over the planet that listen online, and you can, speaking of online, you can donate online, afr.net, as in AmericanFamilyRadio.net. The toll-free number, call 877-616-2396. underwrite a minute of this match, $17,500.
And you were talking about financial accountability. We get the highest rating possible from Charity Navigators, who looks at our books, who looks at everything we do, see if we do with the money what we say we're going to do. Mm-hmm. We get a highest rated ever. And what a blessing that is. And we want you to know that. And we dearly appreciate everybody who gives. Mm-hmm. There's people that can write a $17,500. There's people that can only give $10. But I want to tell you, let me see, what did Jesus say about the widow's mite? Said mm-hmm. she had given more than everybody else?
Yeah.
That is God's multiplication. That is how God operates. God, what's that song? Little is much when God is in it. And brother, he can do that. And I believe he's going to do it right now with the people who are calling. No matter what amount, God takes care of that.
Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it when you go in Jesus' name. All right, listen to this. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9 says, "For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building." I mean, think of the analogy, a field of harvest, a building being constructed, but we're co-workers. Bert, I thought of it this way years ago when I left the local church. I left a salary and started becoming an evangelist. There's goers and there's senders. And every Christian is one of those things. Sometimes I'm the goer. Sometimes I'm the one.
And sometimes I can do both.
Yeah.
Really? You can. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to add another word. A goer or a sender, you're sending the gospel out by supporting. But there's also senders and defenders. You know? So let us be at our post. And there's Bert and me, but there's also just incredible programming. Bert mentioned the ECFA seal. In other words, this means that the ministry, we're an open book, we're accountable. There's no funny business that ever happens with any of the support God gives us. So call, be a part of what God is doing to win the lost, 877-616-2396. And what do we have next?
What we want to do is tell you about the T-shirts that you can have and hilarious highlights. $150 gift or more will get you the T-shirt, and it also gets you hilarious highlights, trivia, or if you give $30 or more monthly. And we want to play a clip a little bit of the Trivia Friday. Hey, I love to laugh, and so I hope this one does it for me. Go ahead and play it, Brent.
Hilarious Highlights Volume 3.
Why do you never see cashews in a shell?
My husband thinks it's because the shells are poisonous.
Your husband would be correct.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Cashews are actually comes off a fruit tree, and the stem is poisonous.
Really?
Huh. Yes. Yes. Little known fact about cashews. That's why you never see them in a shell. You know, you never see them. That's why, you know, you never saw Dick Clark and Fidel Castro at the same time either.
Wow. Did you just come up with that on top of your head?
Because of what?
Because they were the same person. So you never saw Clark Kent and Superman in the same room. Are you saying that Dick Clark Fidel Castro were the same person?
I'm saying her husband is correct. That's what I'm saying.
That is Learning University from the three professors. Three professors. I've heard of three amigos. Well, we better not go while
Jasper,
all we've heard.
Jasper, Wildman, and Vitagliano.
That's it. But that can be yours as a thank you if you make a gift of $150 or more, one-time gift, or $30 a month until our fall share-a-thon, and you'll get the Trivia Friday. And we want you to do that by making that call, 877-616-2396. Or go online at AFR.net, and we have that challenge going on, $17,500.
Well, do it for your grandchildren. Bert, before the show, as you know, I did a couple of radio interviews today. I'm here, and Bert, when I'm in town, I sort of crash in his office. But I was on a secular radio interview, and, you know, I keep up with the stats about, you know, the state of the church around the world. But the person interviewing me had some information about the Islamization of Europe. And folks, 100 years ago, England and Europe was kind of the world epicenter of Christianity. Today, okay, England has gone from a Christian past to a hedonistic, immoral present. They are, apart from a miracle of God, England is heading into an Islamic future.
Yep.
And folks, look, I'm not doom and gloom. I'm happy in Jesus. But that is going to be us if we don't see a revival of the gospel. And that's why we are thrilled. We do these radio shows and we write the AFA Journal and all the stuff that goes on. And people are getting saved. And they're saying, okay, I see Christianity is true and the tomb is empty. Be a part of what is shining the light of truth into the lives of people. Be a part.
877-616-2396 is that number to be a part. And we ask you to call. Be a part of that or go online at AFR.net. You were talking about Europe, and I want to say one more thing. I don't know if you've read this article. It's kind of hidden away. There's more Muslims that are being saved in Europe than there are Europeans.
Yeah.
Okay, the gospel is being preached. And so in the middle of this dark, dark situation, God is working.
Amen.
You do not find anywhere, Alex, where God and the gospel is not strong.
Exactly.
And we talk about America, and we need that revival. The greatest defense is the gospel of Jesus Christ presented to people. And it's amazing how their heart gets right. So we want you to be a part. And here we want to hear a testimony from someone whose heart was touched by American Family Radio.
Hi, this is Brandon from College Station, Texas. I just wanted to let you know, as a blind listener, I love all of your programming. You explain politics through a Christian perspective in a way that I can understand it without all the hollering and screaming. And I like how you pray, and I like how you respect everyone's opinion. I love what you're doing on American Family Radio Talk. God bless y'all and keep up the great work that y'all are doing.
Amen. And we want to do that. I know Alex and I, especially myself with my loud voice, get passionate about some things and get loud on the radio. Sometimes I have to have a special microphone for my southern loud voice. But listen, Jesus Christ changes everything.
Amen.
Everything. Jesus comes into your life, your family, your church, his Lord. I'm telling you, it's not going to be the same. The Bible makes it plain. All things are made new in Christ. You're a new creation in Christ. And when you give, you're helping to share that with others. We've had people saved while listening to Exploring the Word and them calling in. That's exciting to me to know that's happening. And the good thing about Exploring the Word, it's because we have call-ins at the end of the teaching, and we get to hear what people say and ask, and we get to pray for them. And so we've prayed for people, and we've had people around the United States, and even because of the internet, around the world, praying for somebody whose family is wrecked, whose physical health is ruined, and we have people praying for them. What an opportunity, and you can be a part of that by calling and giving. You care what the amount is when they call 877-616-2396?
Yes, everything matters. You know, Galatians 6, verse 9, and let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we faint not or don't give up. So your participation matters. Yeah, it's just a beautiful thing when the body of Christ pulls together. Last night it was my joy, and what a privilege to be in Macon, Mississippi. Went down there to Macon Presbyterian, had a wonderful dinner. 16 churches came together because they want to see the gospel in their community. We went over to the middle school and did a big night of singing and worship and preaching. And, you know, I was looking across this wonderful group last night, and there's some big churches, there's some middle size, there's some small churches, but when the body of Christ pulls together, it is a force unstoppable. Am I right?
It is. I'm going to use this example. I'm from Mississippi. I'm a Mississippi State fan.
Okay.
And Mississippi State girls basketball team were in the Final Four, And in to get them there, there's this little girl that is 5 feet five. She's listed that. Her nickname is Itty Bitty. And and one of her teammates is 6 foot seven.
Right.
Okay. Seeing them operate, how small, how tall, and yet they pull together to make a team and everything in between. I thought about that with us, with the money. Someone who can give $17,500 as a challenge, and somebody call in and say, I can give $10.
Yeah.
Listen, it takes a team. It does. And that's what we are. It's just like our team here. Brent is behind the board. Usually Reggie or Cedra is out there answering the phone. You and I are in here. Our engineers are in the engineering, making sure the signal goes up. It's a team effort. And you're a part of that team, a part of that family. When you call 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net, it does not matter. We want you to be blessed, and we hope we're a blessing to you.
1 Timothy chapter 6 says this, as for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up for themselves treasures as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. That's 1 Timothy 6:17-19. The most sound financial investment you'll ever make is to invest in God's kingdom.
Amen.
The wisest thing you'll ever do is to lean not on your own understanding, but trust in the Lord. So here's the number, folks, 877-616-2396. There's a match going on this hour. If we can hit $17,500, it's going to be met by a very generous donor. Okay, here's the deal. You give a one-time gift of $150 or a monthly pledge of $30. You're going to get a beautiful blue shirt, and it's got a Bible verse on it, standing boldly for the truth. It's seriously, folks, it is a very, very great-looking shirt. I mean, it really is. And then the Volume 3 of Hilarious Highlights from Trivia Friday with Ed, Tim, and J.J. Jasper. But your gift in any amount, I mean, there are people listening, $291, you're going to underwrite a minute of this challenge. I don't know how you could preach the gospel to the entire nation and beyond any other way, but partner, your tax-deductible contribution is something that is being faithfully handled and fruitfully invested.
Let's go over some names and places of people that's making that call, and it's Glenwood from Strong, Arkansas. Wouldn't you like to be from a place called Strong?
I do, too. That's a great name.
Yvonne and John from Florence, Alabama. Donna from Golden, Mississippi. Joseph from Winfield, Louisiana. Glenn and Cecilia from Iuka, Mississippi. Lester from Willis, Texas, Betty from Kosciuszko, Mississippi, Tim from Tyler, Texas, Sandra from Houston, Texas, Phyllis from Steens, Mississippi. I know where a lot of those places are. We've been to some of those places.
We have. Hey, North Carolina, where are you?
Yeah, where are you?
Where are you, North Carolina? by the way, I'm going to be down there at Grace Baptist with John Collins, in that's right outside of Dillon, South Carolina. Now, I'm a North Carolina boy, so let us hear you. And for all these that are pledging, I'm looking at these names on the screen, we want to say thank you.
You better
thank
believe
you.
It. Yeah.
We're just as excited as we can be to tell the world about Jesus. And you know what's really cool? We've got a break coming up, but I meet people. I'm on the road. I meet people come up in airports. Some like the show. Some say, hey, I got a question for you. But it's always an opportunity to share the gospel, and that's what we're committed to do.
877-616-2396 or AFR.net. Make that call, get online, and give right now.
Randall Murphy, editor of the AFA Journal.
I've been at AFA for a little more than 33 years. I love coming to work at AFA every day because I am still persuaded that we're doing God's work, that we are impacting our culture through the work that we do here. It is critical for our listeners to partner with us, and they can do that by dialing 877-616-2396.
Hi, my name is Shannon. I've been listening to AFR since 2012. I wasn't very interested in politics because my dad was a politician for 23 years. I tuned into your radio station just before the Benghazi incident, and I can hardly believe that my family did not know we just had a terrorist attack. It simply was not being reported as anything more than an unfortunate misunderstanding with the video. That's when I knew that AFR was different. I began listening regularly during the week. I was amazed at the things that were going on in our country that others around me simply did not know anything about. Now I have Congress on my speed dial. I subscribe to AFA Action Alerts to know when to call them and what to say to them. I listen for times that I should call businesses or those in positions of influence in order to express my support or dissatisfaction with their actions. And I try to get involved in things that will support the original meaning of our Constitution and the roots of our Christian faith. Most of all, I know better how to specifically pray for our country, for Israel, for the culture, and for the family. Thanks, AFA. You're helping us to know how to make a difference.
You're not free if you're being forced to act as if a lie were truth.
I mean, you may not be able to stop people from doing it, but at least you can tell them the truth.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
Luke chapter 12 says, "Sell your possessions, give to the needy, provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens which does not fall, or which no thief can steal or moth destroy." That's Luke 12, 33 through 34. Welcome back to Share-a-thon, Alex McFarland, Bert Harper, and on the board, Brent Creeley, helping that signal go out. But folks, Bert and I love to talk about how this is kind of a nationwide coast-to-coast Bible study.
That's exactly right. We have people that want to be prayed for, people that ask questions, people that make comments, and we want to be the facilitators of that. And to keep us able to do that, people, we got to stay on the air. We got to pay the electrical bill.
Yep.
Got to pay people to come to work. They can't work for free.
Yeah.
And so it's an important thing that we do here at Share-a-thon. 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, Alex.
That's right.
I don't know what the percentage that is, but that's a small percentage of what you'd call advertising.
I know, really. And let me brag on the leadership and just kind of the culture of this particular ministry. This ministry is so full of the Lord and loves Jesus. And, you know, Bert, I've been blessed. I've been around the block a little bit, and I've worked with a lot of ministries. I've been around a lot of organizations. Folks, these people, Tim Wildman, his staff, the board, the leadership, they're for real. I mean, they walk by faith. Nobody's living large around here. All this money is going to the gospel.
They are.
And, folks, You're sowing good seed in good ground, and it's yielding a good harvest. Bert and I, we kind of run the biggest Sunday school class in the nation.
I agree.
And you know, that's good.
I think we'd do that.
We preach the Bible. We take questions, but a lot of times people call with prayer requests, and we love it. It's a thrill to link arms, and we know that there are tens of thousands of people joining in prayer. Now, we're going to ask a favor today. We're going to ask that tens of thousands of people join in support.
That's right.
The power company has this funny thing about once a month, they expect a check, don't they?
They expect it. And if you don't, they'll cut it off.
Yeah.
And how can they do that? How can people?
Here's the thing. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. This hour, there's a match going on. We're trying to raise $17,500 in an hour. Some of you listening could write half of that or all of that or a part of that. Look, if it's $10 or $1,000, help us preach the gospel to this prodigal nation that needs Christ so desperately. Call 877-616-2396. Go online. And you can reach this through your mobile device or on your computer, afr.net. And, you know, if you give a certain amount, Bert, we got just a token to say thank you. Tell how that works.
Well, it's a thank you. It's a T-shirt that's blue, pretty blue.
It's a great-looking shirt.
And it has the words, the theme of this year's Share-a-thon, boldly standing for truth. And it comes from Acts 4:29 when it talks about when they threat, we're going to stand and we're going to be bold. You also get a Hilarious Highlights Volume 3 of Trivia Friday with a monthly gift of $30 or more, $150 one-time gift. And we're talking about this kind of being an advertisement, and I was talking about the percentage. Brent did that for us. Those 6 days, three in the fall, three in the spring, that's 2%. 2% of the time
For
advertisement if you were looking at it secular. So we want you to do that. And speaking of the Trivia Friday, I think we've got another clip from Trivia Friday. This just is a thank you and an example of that. And I love to do it because I love to laugh. Go ahead, Brent.
Hilarious Highlights Volume 3.
I'm going to say James Madison.
James Madison was the shortest president, 5'4".
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good job, David. Nicely done.
So you're telling me Abe Lincoln could dunk on James Madison?
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Oh, okay. That's what you're telling me. Okay.
I'm not the only basketball nut here. Tim, our president, he played high school basketball the way I did. Neither one of us good enough to go into college. But you know what? The older we get, the better we were.
Oh, yeah. For real. Yeah, my baseball career, I played baseball. And the longer time goes on and the more I look back, the better I was.
Amen. You know? Well, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. 2396. Make that call or get online at AFR.net. And we have this $17,500 challenge, and we are having people to call in. Listen to these places. Joanne from Hempstead, North Carolina. Hey, North Carolina's coming through.
Thank you, North Carolina.
James from
God
Roland.
God bless you.
Roland, North Carolina. What about that?
Yes.
And Dave, hey, Mississippi doesn't get left out. Newton, Mississippi. Jonesboro, Arkansas. Coldwater, Mississippi. What a joy it is. 877-616-2396.
I know. Hey, we love you down there in Roland, North Carolina, right there near south of the border and the Pink Restaurant. Hey, if like me, if you ever ate at the Pink Restaurant right beside the railroad track, we'd eat there and watch Amtrak go by. Roland, call us up. 877-616-2396. Hope Mills, Fayetteville, let us hear from you.
I have to ask, is there a blue restaurant to offset that?
No, and okay. You know, I don't think they're open anymore, but whenever we were down that way, we would always stop. The best hot dog I ever had, I used to get in Roland at the Pink Restaurant.
Okay.
So, folks, you're making me homesick here, but the number, call us up, North Carolina, 877-616-2396. And let's take the name of Jesus to the United States of America. Give us a call right now and be involved in
this. You got three in a row. Carol from Gloucestershire, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, we want to hear a testimony from someone. People say it all the time. I love Share-a-thon, but the greatest thing I like about Share-a-thon is hearing all those listener testimonies, and we want to hear one right now.
This is Brenda from Texas. And the AFR radio station, I've started listening to it now for about 3 months. I love to ride around just so that I can hear your radio program. And I especially have been affected by Michael Youssef's preaching. That last lesson he did on Jesus being on the cross and saying, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." That really, really impacted me. To trust Jesus as my Savior in prayer, especially. And I just wanted to say thank you for your program and keep up the good work.
Amen. She's been born again. She's been saved. And that's part of our mission. Yes, the world sees us as somebody that is trying to be politically active. And people say, man, I don't think they should. The church should be in politics. Here's what I say in the church where I pastor, guys. It's the politics has entered the pulpit. The pulpit should cry out with righteousness for God's plan for the family, for the value of life, for the freedom to have an unhindered gospel. The pulpits of America should cry out with righteousness for that. And that's what we're doing, and we're saying get involved. When Don Wildman started this ministry, the word, it was all right to equip, it was all right for them to inform, but when he started using the word activate, in other words, we're going to activate, that means you're going to get off of your sofa and get out there, you're going to go vote, you're going to let your voice be heard, you're going to the council meeting, you're going to the school board meeting to let your voice be heard, that's activity, and that's promoted that. And as believers, that's what we're to do, but we're to do it in love, and with all my heart, I know these guys that are on the radio, that is their heart. They love the Lord, and they love people. So you can help us stay on by calling 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net, and they got a T-shirt,
yeah,
$150 or more, or $30 a month or more, and they get the T-shirt. Blue, beautiful blue, and Trivia Friday, hilarious highlights.
That's right.
As a thank you.
Really. And the shirt, no kidding, a great looking shirt. Great looking shirt. There's a Bible verse on the back. And, you know, AFR has this incredible art department, and it's a beautiful design. It'll be a conversation starter, and you can be a witness. Do we have time, Brent, before a next cut? I want to read a scripture. Can we do that? Okay, folks, this is Malachi chapter 3. I'm going to read starting at verse 16. It's talking about a future date. It says, "They that feared the Lord spoke one to another, and the Lord listened and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name." Okay, we fear the Lord, and we think about his name. "And they will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I take up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man who spares his own son that serves him. And so you will see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him." Here's what we're saying. You can do something that's going to get written in God's book of remembrance. And there's coming a day when he's going to take up his jewels. Friend, Jesus is coming back. He really is. Now, number one, we want you to know the Lord and to be saved. If you've never been saved, that's our message. Turn to Jesus today. He's as close by as a prayer. He will forgive your sin. He will save your soul. But look, he's coming back, and he's going to scoop up his jewels. That's the imagery here. And if you're one of Christ, be one of those that clearly is standing for the Lord. There is a difference between the righteous and the unrighteous, between the one who loves the Lord and, the Bible says, the wicked. And so we want to make sure that there's a big old grasp of jewels that for Jesus to come down and get one day. People are going to be saved. People are going to be reached with the gospel. Here's a way you can do that. 877-616-2396. You can donate online at AFR.net. Bert, one of the reasons, and there's this match this hour, $17,500. Call, be a part. Help us to reach this, and essentially what you're giving, it gets doubled, really, because somebody's going to match it. Here's one of the reasons that I'm all about AFA, because I know they stand for the Bible. There's sometimes, and I always kind of like my heart sinks when somebody sort of dances around and on these issues about Christ and morality and marriage and standing up. We're on the winning team. It's not a question.
You've read the back of the book or something.
Yeah, it's not a question. Will God's truth prevail? It will.
Amen. Praise God.
But I know Tim Wildman. I know the leadership of AFA. Look, they would turn out the lights and close up shop before they compromise on the truth of God's word. Friend, you will never, never hear that AFA punted and compromised on what we know is true. So invest, support. I don't know any other ministry that as fruitfully is doing what needs to be done at this hour. So you can invest with confidence.
877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Alex and I both travel. He travels much more than I do. And we both get to go hear people and see people face to face that come up to us and tell us American Family Radio, and especially Exploring the Word, has changed our lives. And when our lives are changed, I just want to tell you, it blesses us, and it wants it causes us want to continue sharing the Word of God and share it in hope. Remember that says in Corinthians, faith, hope, and love. Right in the middle of faith and love is hope. Right. And we desire to give hope. We're not doom and gloom. We're hopeful and desirous. We're praying for awakening of God's people. We're praying for a renewal to godliness here in our nation. We call it righteousness.
Right.
And the foundations, if they be destroyed, what does the righteous do? So we're trying to hold up the foundations that churches should have in Christ, but also our nation should have in knowing God. In
right.
The Ten Commandments, they were not necessarily given to individuals per se. They were given to a nation.
That's very
and it
true.
Says if a nation is going to survive, they better obey these things. And so 877-616-2396. And I love to just call out names of people and places that have given. Mary from Florence, Alabama. Man, we've had them quite a bit in this hour. And let me see. Dennis from Corn, Oklahoma.
Oh, I love that.
I love that. And matter of fact, there was someone came to Fishbowl that Jenny and I do, yeah. and they were from Corn, Oklahoma.
Wow.
So thank you so much, Corn, Oklahoma. And then there's Jones from, I believe, somewhere, Irvington, Georgia. And then there's Chuck from Pearland, Texas. And just on and on again, Logansport, Indiana is Kathy. So we have people all over. North Carolina did pick up after you gave them the challenge, by the way.
And I want to tell you a place that I love to go and preach, Michigan. And I know we're on the air in Michigan. We're on the air in Northern Virginia. We're on the air outside of Washington. Now, do we have time? Time fleets away. And I'm loving being able to brag on Jesus here. Brent, do we have another listener testimony? Do we have time for that, Bert?
Go ahead, brother.
Hi, I'm from Toledo, Illinois. I found AFR by accident one day, scrolling through my radio dial. At the time, I was a lost sinner with a drug problem, but the Lord used your program not only to call to me, but to help me on my walk with Him. I'm 24 now, Christian, and engaged in the culture wars. If becoming and staying a Christian was easy, everyone would do it. But thanks to AFR, I heard the call. I still make mistakes. Y'all encourage me to stay strong every day, and that's why I'm a lifetime partner with the AFA. Thank you, and God love you.
Wow. Folks, if you like that, helping people find Jesus, helping people get clean.
We would say that puts fuel in my tank.
Yeah.
When I hear that, I want to do my best to share that Jesus saves, and he'll change your life, Alex.
Exactly. I want you to call before Exploring the Word is done for this hour, 877. It's a toll-free number. Won't cost you a thing to dial this number, 877-616-2396. We've got a matching pledge. We've still got time. We need to hear from you. We want to hear from you. And what you're doing, just like that testimony you just heard, you might not ever meet the people this side of heaven, but you're going to meet people up in heaven one day who were reached and their lives were shaped for Christ because of your investment in this great work.
You know, sometimes songs are written by people and then that person may fall away. I love thank you for giving to the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you that somebody gave. And when we get to heaven, I got a feeling we will meet some people in heaven that will come up to Alex and maybe me and say, listen, I was listening to Exploring the Word, and I gave my heart to the Lord. And then the person behind me, they're going to say to them, thank you for giving.
Yeah.
Thank you for making that phone call and giving and sharing in the ministry that God had given. And so we want to give that number, and we do try to give it a lot. It's 877-616-2396. And we want you to give and share $17,500 by a generous donor. But your amount, listen, it doesn't matter. $10, $500, $1,000, you give.
Yeah.
It's more blessed to give than to receive. And if all you've done is receive, if you've been blessed by receiving it, if you want a double blessing, give.
That's right. We appreciate you listening. Hey, wherever you are, North Carolina, West Coast, East Coast, the Midwest, we love you. We give God the glory. This is all about Jesus. And Psalm 115, verse 1 says, not unto us, O Lord, give glory, but unto thy name give glory for the sake of the truth. Bert, isn't it a joy that we've got a truth to proclaim.
The truth, and his name is Jesus. Thank you for listening to Share-a-thon 2017, the Spring Edition.